gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Chris, the Herons are back. And we got messy.
What's going on? What? Where is the information?
I guess we're getting ready for a sister kissing fiesta.
I felt like we were playing a 2-8. It was just a 2-8.
Let me tell you, Danny is about to get destroyed in the chat. So you
are we kissing sisters, Chris?
And maybe stepsisters, but not regular sisters. I've done a little bit of research on him. When it comes to FIFA, this guy's 68.
We're gonna have the greatest player of all time on the team. If there's a time to believe, it's now.
It looks like a heron shat all over it. So you guys are literally getting excited for a rank 65 player on FIFA 23. We got some pretty good FIFA cards on our squad now.
You gotta understand, Kevin. This is how we scout our players here on the show.
Just look at FIFA cards.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 161 of the Battle Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
Listen, it's what a terrible loss, right? But look, there's got to be happy times. I got a couple guests with me. So come over here. Come on. Say hi.
Hi.
I got my daughter, Kenzie, here. And then Jose, who is literally running at full speed, lightning speed, booked it, does not want to be on. So, Kenzie, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So, all right.
And I got a toy.
Yeah, look at that. New toy.
There you go. Well, I'm really excited for this episode. I'm excited to hear the... This team is trash without Messi because, you know, that's coming. So I'm really excited to get into this. But there's a lot of things to talk about, really. I see Fire Tata all over the chat. I think that there's a few key things that happened today that kind of led to the demise. But I guess we could start at the very beginning. Actually, before we start at the very beginning, how are you feeling? We lost. We lost convincingly. We probably got embarrassed, I guess you could say. How are you feeling as far as the team goes overall before we get into the specifics of the game?
You know, hold on. And Lucas is mentioning, hi, Kenzie, please draw on the wall behind Chris. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she'd be willing to do that. And E, it's a good thing I didn't make the trip. For those of you that did, I congratulate you guys. I'll be honest when it comes to the result. Remember last episode I said I'd be okay if we lose. We lost and I'm not okay with it.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? Before this season started and we were going over the schedule, I said I'm going to predict an Inter Miami loss whenever we play the Red Bulls, no matter if the Red Bulls are like 0-20. I thought that we would lose. And up until this week, I always told myself that is what I'm going to predict because of the press and our inability to beat it in the preseason and early on in the season. Yeah. But two things killed me that made me change my mind. The way we beat the press last week against DC United and the fact that they were missing so many players this week. So I convinced myself that maybe we could win. But I shouldn't have changed my stance because I've been saying we can't beat the Red Bulls. I've been saying this since before the season started and – obviously, we can't, right? That high press was killing it. And the first goal wasn't based off the high press. It wasn't off of a turnover, but just a lot of the chances were. And, I mean, we can get into what that crap was.
I mean, this right here by Trucutu says it all. Aviles se cagó. Like, I think he, by far, had the worst performance all game.
Really? Okay.
All game.
I think our midfield failed us. I think that, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, you know, and I'm surprised I haven't seen it yet. And I appreciate that the chat's coming around a little bit. But I haven't seen we would have won with Messi. I don't know if Messi wins this game. Messi probably helps us get one or two on the board, maybe even three. But I don't know if we win this game with Messi. I think our biggest weakness today or our biggest what they took advantage of the most was the midfield. The fact that we didn't have Diego Gomez and Redondo pushing the ball up or being those outlet for Busquets and the other center backs to get dish the ball to. I think those two pieces really ended up killing us. The fact that we didn't have those two guys, you're on mute. The fact that we didn't have those two guys flanking Busquets today.
Well, I mean, it's not only that, but then you also kind of because let me tell you, Sunderland, he didn't play bad. He didn't play poor. He didn't make poor passes. He played pretty good defensively. I mean, obviously, nobody in this game stood out. I mean, who stood out?
Look, like that's Diego Gomez, I mean,
we're going to get to that at some point. Yes, and Diego Gomez, this game, guys, we missed him. I missed him.
Oh, look at this guy.
I missed him.
Diego Gomez and Redondo, they make the vertical passes. They make the vertical runs when you have an opportunity. And another thing is, I remember I thought when Gary Redmond told us that that high press that they played against Columbus, Columbus kept beating him with the long balls over the top. And once you beat the press, you're done. Mm-hmm. But I thought the Red Bulls did a great job today because they didn't necessarily high press us 90 minutes like they usually do to all teams. They were allowing us to hold possession up into the midfield. They're playing like a mid block, but our midfield couldn't get anything going. We were turning the ball over in the midfield consistently, which kept leading to those transition opportunities. I think we lost the game in the midfield. I think that that's where we were lacking the most, and it was rough. And like I said, Messi helps us get a couple of goals on the board. But we were giving up those goals regardless because we wouldn't have been able to get the ball to Messi very consistently. It was so difficult that we saw Leo Campana tracking all the way back down to receive the ball. Like, we had nobody up top. This game was really rough.
I look, LM10 is in the comments. And look, I understand you, LM10. I know that you're a huge Lionel Messi supporter and your belief is here in the chat, with Messi we score and the game would change. He makes a big difference, obviously.
Hold on. Let me call out this dumbass right here. The real 506. Listen, dumbass. We never said that we don't need Messi because we have an MVP. You're a dumbass. We never said that, idiot. All right, go ahead.
And if you keep spamming, like, I mean, what's going on there? What's the whole point of, like, spam?
I already did.
Like, say your message, but whatever. We get it, right? And that's why we haven't blocked LM10, because at least LM10 is not spamming, but he's emotional about what he feels. And look, would he have made a difference? Of course. But in this game, with the way that it just played out, I don't know if it would have been that big of a difference. AMH is mentioning, Danu, if we want to win the trophies,
if we want to win trophies, well, first of all, we need Messi. Nobody ever said we did it. And, when I said that Messi, we still might have lost this game, this, you know what this looked like? This kind of looked like the Galaxy game.
Yeah.
Remember, we got that late goal to salvage a point, but we were struggling. We were struggling to get the ball to the forwards. That's why Luis Suarez was invisible that game, because nobody up top was getting the ball.
And I want to mention, because Zach is asking, I actually didn't watch the game, but are Miami still struggling without Messi? Zach, last game, there was no struggle. This All right, game, well,
do you
there
think
was a struggle.
Do you think if we play somebody that isn't the Red Bulls, that we have a better chance? Because that press was killing us.
I don't think
they didn't press all game, but I think they did a good job when they did press.
I don't think so because, and look, the core of this, Danny, we got to look at the starting lineup. We have to go over the starting lineup because, like, the starting lineup, it starts and ends there. Like, the formation, who's back there. Like, it's all there, right? We have literally on the TV, we saw something a little different. But here we have displayed, for those of you on audio, we have Suarez and Campana supposedly playing two up top. We have Sunderland, Busquets, and Gressel filling out the midfield. And then Taylor playing right back. Alba playing left wing back. Allen, Christophe, and Aviles playing the center back. And Dos Santos in between the pipes. And then we have in the bench some guys that I never even heard of in my whole life. We got Alfonso, we got Bright, we got Casas, Hall, Jensen, Montenegro, Negri, and Saylor. Now, looking at this in this lineup as a whole, basically, if you were looking at it from the Apple TV point of view, you see Alba and Taylor playing midfielders. Like, if they were risen a little higher. And in this display, you see them playing left back and right back. What the hell? Gressel plays right wing back.
Well, this is basically the 11 that we've kind of predicted. We said that it would be this 11 with Campana and Suarez up top, Sunderland and Busquets. But we thought it would be Taylor playing the midfield and it would be Gressel playing out wide. But outside of that, this is basically what we said and what we expected. Now, Robert Taylor has played right wing back in the past. And I didn't expect
he's played every position in the past.
But I didn't expect him because isn't this what we got Gressel for? Isn't this where Gressel's specialty is playing right wing back? Like, and they, and I heard somebody on the commentary said that they probably did it because they needed creativity and up the middle with Gressel. I feel like Robert Taylor provides a lot more creativity than Gressel moving forward. I was really confused as to why they would have started Robert Taylor at right wing back over Gressel.
And Tariq is mentioning in the comment, thank you for the super slam chat, disappointing. And he actually went to the game. Tariq went to the game. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me right, I think he went to the game.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tariq.
Sucks to have to go out there and then you have to sit through the rain. And listen, somebody had mentioned, I think it was Vice City Luke mentioned, look at that, Gressel is so mid. I mean, we got this guy for a right wing back position, and he didn't even play a right wing back position. What is Tata doing? Like, does he believe Gressel is such a great midfielder so much?
He does.
He's willing to just put any Joe Schmuck as a right wing back?
Mm-hmm. 100% he does.
I mean, but that's awful.
Aviles was playing right back, which I always told you that we might see. Aviles ended up playing right back when they switched it to four in the back later on in the game. And Gressel was still in the midfield.
Well, but if you see like how we see on this starting 11, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And here we are with a back five again. And the worst part is that they literally took Alba and Taylor. I felt like the game plan was don't even play defense, guys. Just go up as far as you can. And Aviles and Allen will take care of the wings. And that wasn't the case. It was impossible for them to do that.
But that's why we always say that they don't play a 5-3-2. They play a 3-5-2 because they play with five midfielders. Alba and Taylor in this case aren't defenders. They're playing in the midfield. We're playing with five midfielders in this case.
I wish I would have taken a picture of the Apple starting 11 because that's how it really was. Where you had Taylor and Alba both higher next to Sunderland and Gressel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they play it.
And you know what it is that you're leaving Allen on an island. You're leaving Aviles on an island. Christophe has the entire center field. Guy's pace is like 12. And you want him to cover all that ground?
Yeah. Look, I think we did get outcoached. I saw a couple people say it in the comments. We did get outcoached. Absolutely. They let us have the possession and push it up into the midfield. And then with that mid block, we didn't have anywhere to play the ball. And I saw LM10 was saying that the long ball suffers when the weather conditions are as they were today. And that might be true.
Maybe that
did affect us with the long ball today. It looked so different from what we saw last week. And obviously, right, Diego Gomez and Redondo weren't playing. That makes a big difference in my opinion, because if Diego Gomez is playing and Redondo are playing, I mean, I think this game looks a little different.
I really hope that like Tata gets fucking burned in the post game because the whole thing, just dump it. Tata, if you listen to this and listen to it on Monday, please. If you listen to it and especially on Monday, Tata, bota todo esto. Throw it away. It's gone. Don't ever do this.
The three ever. In the back.
This thing here, don't ever do it again. Don't ever do it again. I mean, this was awful. This was awful. From the start of the game to the end of the game, this strategy was awful. And I just don't understand where he thought this was going to be a game breaker.
Before we get into the specifics of the game, we start running down the goals. I want your take on the whole not taking a break for international duty. The reason I asked this is not so much because I want to get into the conversation if they should or they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I want to get into the conversation of, do you blame us missing six players for this loss?
I think it's a number of things. I think the weather plays a factor, but it also plays a factor against the Red Bulls. I think that the international duty plays a factor against us, but it also played a factor against the Rebels as well.
That's why I don't think that it did. We should have won this game anyway. Yeah, I don't think that's any excuse.
Yeah, I think really everything was pretty balanced in terms of advantages or disadvantages. I mean, they lost. They had a lot of players, critical starters. We had players and not even as many starters. So if you really think about it, like apples to apples, like they lost more key pieces of their team than we'd had of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had Luis Suarez. We have Busquets. We have Alba. We have Campana.
We still have Aviles. I agree. I still think we should have won this game.
Yeah, we have critical players that are literal starters. Like, I think out of the 11 here that we see demonstrated, in reality, the only person that's not a starter on this are two. Well, I mean, Dos Santos is three. But Dos Santos, Sunderland, and Campana. Other than that, everybody else is essentially a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, they were missing five starters.
I mean, technically, you could say Freire.
We get it.
100%. No, look, Messi does make a difference. In this game, I don't know, with the fact that we couldn't get the ball to our midfield and our midfield couldn't get it to our forwards, I don't know if he would have changed this to a win, but definitely would have been more competitive, 100%. I think Gomez and Redondo, I think, were the biggest missing pieces here. Look, Sunderland doesn't have the experience to beat that press. Allen, either. And Aviles, we said that Aviles looked absolutely horrible in the preseason. And it wasn't his defense. It was trying to get out of the press. In the preseason, nobody was saying, oh my God, this kid can't defend for his life. It was, this kid can't distribute for his life. He can't pass the ball for his life. He constantly turned the ball over in the preseason. And today, again, Aviles had a horrible game. Again, but once he gets pressed, he can't work his way out of it. And it's unfortunate. And today it showed its head again because he turned the ball over so many times.
I listen, and Anne is mentioning also that they should have won with Messi. Somebody else mentioned that they got to get rid of Aviles. I don't want to go too drastic and say we got to get rid of Aviles, because Aviles has played better for us than he has played worse for us. But this game was just awful. He couldn't get out of the press. He had too much ground to cover because the wing back was just way too up. And that's not even, I think, a hit on Taylor. That's a hit on the coaching. That's a hit on the strategy. Like, I literally feel like this was placated in a way where it's like, wing backs, go. The three guys in the back got it.
Right. And look, and this is the issue. The issue isn't that Messi couldn't do his magic. If Messi gets his feet on the ball, I think he can make his magic. The thing is, I don't know if they would have been able to get Messi the ball. That was the issue. They were having a really hard time progressing the ball forward. I don't know if Messi would have gotten a lot of touches this game. We couldn't get out of our own half.
And Danny, look at this comment here, right? The football corner is saying, Danny, you're right when you say every team in the MLS has a weakness, but Inter's weakness, defense, is 2-2-2 weak. Now, and tell me if you agree with me, Danny, here or not, but last week, guys, or last game, you guys weren't singing this tune. What changed? It's the strategy, guys. It's the lineup. It's the game, like the game plan going into the game. It's got nothing to do with our defense. Like, our defense is not the greatest. But if you're not going to use the pieces you have correctly, then obviously it's going to be shit.
Look, they allowed us to keep possession so that our center backs wouldn't push up high, right? Because if you're playing the press, the center backs stay back as they're trying to beat the press, as they continue to pass the ball around while they're trying to beat the press. If they allow our center backs to push up because they're allowing us to hold possession, then when we turn the ball over, our center backs are out of position. It was beautiful by what I think the Red Bulls did. They pressed, but then they chose when they pressed. A lot of times they decided to sit back in the mid block and let our center backs move forward so that they could catch us on the counter. And they did it consistently. Our midfield was undermanned, and it looked horrible, and that's how they kept beating us. Now, my question is, and I saw you, I know you brought up last week's game. Last week's game, although we ended up playing well, we gave up an early goal. Again today, we give up an early goal. How are you feeling about these early goals? Because I think that's also mentally, it's a hurdle to get over. When you give up a goal and you're chasing the game so early on, I think that's rough. And I know we have veteran players and maybe it shouldn't be, but that has to suck to constantly give up these early goals.
Well, I think for sure taking on an early goal and, you know, so early in the game is definitely going to affect your psyche. And especially it's going to affect like the mojo, right? Like the way that you're feeling in the game. But when I looked at that play, I thought to myself, there was just so much space in between defender and other defenders that I couldn't really place any fault on one single player. Like, I think Noah Allen dropped back to the player he saw on the wing. Kristoff sort of looked to the right. He saw somebody raising up, and so he had to go up and grab that guy. And then you had Aviles that kind of was just in the middle of no man's land, playing sort of like the strong side defense. And at that point, he was, again, out of position. At that point, I don't blame Aviles. Again, I'm blaming that goal and a couple other goals on the strategy and the gameplay. Like, this game, to me, Aviles did not play great, by the way. But this game, to me, I'd say like 80% of the reason that we lost and looked so terribly. It's not even about losing. It's about the fact that we looked so terrible today. It's literally all on the coaching staff. Not because Messi played or Messi didn't play. It's the coaching staff, man.
Yeah. I mean, every team has bad games. Like, do you really think that if you play Orlando tomorrow, we're going to beat them 5-0 again? Like, you have bad games. Now, not to say that we shouldn't be disappointed or upset at the tactics and the way that we got outcoached, because I'm sorry that we got outcoached, but you know, these things happen.
I mean, I understand that Eden is mentioning here, blame is 50% on players, 50% on Tata. Like, I get that it's easy to say, you know, one can't work without the other. But, like, these players, a lot of them are going to be dependent of what the profe tells them. And if profe says, Taylor and Alba shoot the hell all the way up by Campana and Suarez, you're leaving your three guys exposed back there who are slow as molasses. Like, Noah Allen is the more speedster out of the three, and he's the youngest, most inexperienced one.
He also didn't have a good game.
I mean, he didn't have a great game. I mean, it wasn't as bad as Aviles, but he didn't have a great game. Look, the only defender out of the three that had a decent game, and that's only because he didn't do anything outstandingly terrible, was Kristoff.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, and you know what, Florida man, the 145 on Gary backfired. You guys didn't 145 him, but you guys definitely were clowning on him for the internet and his grandfather clock back there, which I thought was super dope. I like that kind of antique-y stuff. But, yeah, man, this is karma right here, Florida man.
So we gave up another super slam.
Yes, Pete says super slam. Team couldn't pass today. Not even interceptions, just poor passes whilst not even being pressed. That is not on Tata. Sorry. Listen, I mean, Danny, do you agree? Because, I mean, they did have bad passes.
I think, like I said, the Red Bulls pick and chose their moments. I think the coaching staff outcoached our coaching staff the way that they allowed us to hold possession sometimes. And they chose when they pressed. When Aviles got the ball, they pressed. It's like when we're playing soccer, and I'm not going to call any out by name, but whenever I see a certain person has the ball, I yell, press him, because I know he's the guy that can't work his way out of a mess. So he's going to pass it backwards. So I think they chose when to press. They allowed us to hold possession to get us out of position, to get our center backs in a vulnerable position and leave space open behind them. And they just killed us. And they wanted it more. Let me tell you something. That Lewis Morgan goal where he went, he hustled, he saved the ball, kicked it forward, then you still don't see anybody running. I think I saw Yannick Bright looking back for some reason, and I know that they thought that maybe there should have been a foul call for Aviles, but I'm sorry, you don't stop playing. Nobody hustled for that. And then by the time that Lewis Morgan caught up to it, that's it. They were in no man's land. It was Gressel back there. Gressel, you know, can't defend for his life. Lewis Morgan got past him like it was nothing. Like, it was like they wanted it more on top of everything, which is inexcusable on itself. Yeah, Gressel can't defend.
I mean, it's not just that. It's the fact that he slid, scooped it with his foot back in play, got up, and Gressel had the head running start towards the ball, and he got owned.
Well, Gressel can't defend. That's why we know he can't play right back.
Catch up to the ball? You can't even catch up to the ball.
He overplayed it.
Yeah, and bodied Gressel too. I mean, there are some shining lights that I saw that I do want to go over at some point. To be honest, like, I don't even want to go over the goal by goal. If you want to do that, we could do that.
No, we don't have to do that. I want to get your take on Lewis Morgan not celebrating his goals. What do you think of that?
I think, like I told you, dude, it's 2 years removed. I think at this point, like, it doesn't affect him as much as...
But he didn't celebrate him, so obviously he still has a little bit of love.
Well, yeah, look, but he always did the little heart thing, right? He did the heart thing whenever he scored a goal. But he always does that, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And he always does.
The first goal went in, and he just kept just walking like it was nothing. Like, yeah. I thought that it was pretty cool. Like, he had a freaking hat trick, and he didn't... go out of his way to overly. Yeah, it was very classy.
Classic guy.
Lewis Morgan is awesome. I miss him. I wish we would have never got rid of Lewis Morgan.
Oh yeah, no, he's class, and everybody's saying it. But again, I feel like it's been 2 years removed. Like, what is he gonna really celebrate? You know, he's not playing against anybody that I guess did him wrong. Like, I guarantee you, if Higuain was still on this team and he would have had that hat trick, you would have seen him do that whole Ronaldo freaking the Ronaldo stomp. Yeah, mm-hmm. That. So, I mean, it's just really bad. And then look at this, like, Tank, I like this comment that you just said, we lost Morgan for Yedlin, but, like, you're, like, on a 30-minute probation because you thought Dos Santos was going to shine today.
Do you think Drake blocks that first shot? I think Drake gets a couple fingers on it and deflects it.
Yeah, wide. Yeah, I think so.
I went on our Discord and I started looking for Tank in the Discord after that goal because I think Drake he's sends lost. That wide. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Tank not all the goals were on him, but that first one, I think Drake would have stopped.
Is it me or does Dos Santos, every time he plays goalie and he's on camera, he looks like 40 times more angry than any other goalie I've ever seen? Like, he lets off a lot of emotion.
But I like that because I think he's communicating with his back line.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
There was one where he blocked the shot, and I think it went out for a corner, and they panned to him, and he was yelling at people. But he has to communicate. That's what all goalies have to do.
Yeah. Dennis, we put him on, like, a 30-minute probation period. I don't even know if that's possible. But, it's Tank, not. You're on a 30-minute probation period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For having a take like Dos Santos should replace Callander, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
All right, so any positives that you took out of today's game?
You know what? I want to bring up that starting lineup because I forgot these guys' names. So here we have the starting lineup again. And this guy, what's his face?
Leo Alfonso?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That guy? Oof. Yeah.
I think that was the bright spot today. I thought he looked like he was
the only one.
Mm-hmm.
The only one, by the way, because the other guy who I have no idea who he is who Yannick is this Bright? Guy? No. I've seen Yannick Bright. It's Casas. He came in a little bit later.
Yeah, I didn't see enough of him to say anything good or bad about him.
Yeah, whatever. He's all right. But Alfonso, oof. We got a stud coming. Are you guys kidding me?
Yeah, I thought Alfonso looked like he might be good. I think he might end up being one of those players that we start seeing more often in those rotation games as a depth piece in the midfield. I thought that he looked pretty good. Yeah, what? I don't.
And Eden is saying Gomez is on his way back as Paraguay canceled game so he could play next week. Is that why they canceled the game, Eden? Because
no, that's not why
he's playing.
Of course.
Imagine that. They're like, you know what, Gomez? Your team needs you, buddy. We're canceling the whole game, the whole event for you. So I don't know, man. I thought that what happened?
Russia cancels Paraguay friendly following Moscow attack because there was a terrorist attack in Moscow. I believe it was during a concert yesterday, and apparently they canceled the Paraguay friendly. Oh man, in Russia, Moscow.
I know. I just wanted to mention Ultra because they canceled Ultra yesterday.
Oh yeah, they did. They did.
Wow. So I guess I was
kind of surprised at how upset. You know what I never understood about watching DJs play? Because you know how everybody's like, oh, man, I can't wait to see this set? Like, all you're really doing is watching them hit play, right? Like, they just press play and then just let the music ride. I don't understand why people get so hyped to see about, like, a DJ play a set. Like, he just stands up there and
presses play. Presses buttons.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He's not performing or anything. I always thought this whole, like, really get hyped up to see a DJ perform is really weird.
But anyway, I like Deadmau5.
So go ahead. So yeah. So Paraguay did cancel their game because of the whole Russia thing. So yeah. So Diego Gomez might be available next week, according to somebody. I forgot who it was that said that. But that would be a big help because we got NYCFC next week at home.
Oh well, Vice City Lucas is mentioning that Paraguay still have another friendly on Monday versus Colombia, so he won't be back. So, I mean, we might still lose him. So. Oh my God, what is this? I mean, you know, Danny, I got to let you take care of that because
I don't know how I became how do I clown on Messi?
You became like the leader with your fire stick.
If anybody is ever bored, and I know and what I'm about to say, you're probably never going to do, but if you're ever bored and want to go through some old episodes and find where I clown Messi, please feel free. Because I don't remember ever clowning Messi. I literally put Messi. We're happy to have Messi in our intro. Like, I don't, whatever. All right. So I thought Alfonso was a bright spot.
They're ping pong balls, Sean. My kids are throwing ping pong balls all over the place. No parrots. You see, look at that. Your ball, the balls you're throwing, that everybody can hear them.
Sunderland didn't have necessarily a great game. But,
Jennifer, that's not right. Sunderland didn't suck. He did well.
I don't know if I would say he sucked. I wouldn't know if he sucked. I wouldn't say he did well either.
He did well.
I wouldn't put well or bad at all. I think it's just this team. Like I said, I thought that we wouldn't beat this team. But everything got me kind of caught up in the moment. Gary telling me that his team doesn't have offense if it's not Lewis Morgan. And it basically ended up being just about all Lewis Morgan.
Yeah.
And with basically an assist. Four. No, I don't think he had an assist on that one, unless they do that hockey assist.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was an assist.
But it was all him anyway. But it was all him anyway. Whatever.
I mean, look, Lewis Morgan, you kind of expect him to, like, make an imprint on the game, but, like, not this big of an imprint. Not this big of an imprint. You would hope that our defense would be a little bit better.
Yeah. What did you think about Robert Taylor?
I mean, what am I supposed to tell you about Robert Taylor? You throw him at right back / right wing. Like, you throw him up top, then you request him to come back, but then he doesn't come back because he's so up far up top. Like, no, man. Like, what am I supposed to tell you about Robert Taylor? Like, do you think that Jordi Alba had a good game?
No.
No, I mean, Jordi Alba to me didn't have a good game.
I think Jordi Alba was all over the place. I think he was trying to overcompensate for other things. And I don't give a crap about Ronaldo. I have never watched a game. I never watched him when he was in Juventus. I never watched him when he is in Al-Nassr. When he went back to Manchester United, I tried to watch him, but I couldn't because I find that league to be, you know.
You're falling.
I'm falling into the quicksand. But
you're getting into the quicksand.
Yes, and then here, somebody commented, Jordi was trying to. Yes, I thought Jordi was trying a lot. Like, I thought he was doing too much. And it almost sounds weird to say, but I thought that he was kind of getting out of himself. But, all right. I don't know if there's too much else to cover on this game. I mean, I don't think that.
Can I hold on? I want to mention something. Goat Messi, can you write a comment that's different than this? Can you just do me a favor? Just write a different comment than this. This has been your comment the last five times. If you write the same comment again one more time, just I'm going to throw the block axe at you.
No, just let him. Bet money that kid's like 11.
Okay, all right. Look, no. You know, he did a good one. Hey, clown, don't disrespect Goal Messi. Good job. You can't even spell your goat's name right. You can't even spell your goat's name right, guy. Get out of here. You, okay, sir, are a clown. That Messi, like, who is that? Who is that?
Let them spend. Who cares? All right. Let's see. I was here looking at the grades.
I'm
going to
keep
this
comment up all podcasts. This one right here. The biggest GOAT Messi supporter. I'm going to keep it up all podcasts.
I am Campana. What do you think about Campana? Because when he did have a few opportunities, I don't think that he did much with them. I thought he was inaccurate with his passes, and I don't know.
There were a couple of people mentioning that he was making terrible passes straight to Red Bull players. I mean, I don't know. This game was just so sloppy, man. It was just very sloppy. At times, I didn't even know where Busquets was. I didn't know how far back he was playing. I didn't know how far up front he was going to be compensating. There was no presence. And this is where I give a lot of the people that are huge Messi supporters, like us, we like Messi. Mm-hmm. I give you guys a lot of credit because he does have a presence pushing into the midfield. But in this game, I didn't see that presence because obviously Busquets was pushing a little bit too back. You had Sunderland that wasn't making that push. You had other players that weren't making that push. I mean, Gressel's usually working out from wide, and you had him work in the midfield. So I feel like because of that, Campana couldn't get into like a groove. He couldn't find himself space. I mean, there was a play at the end where he was around. There were three defenders around him.
I also, what Alex Rivas said, that is true. We weren't sure that Campana would even play because Campana was dealing with an injury throughout the week. So maybe can't give him too much slack. Maybe he is playing injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then here, this is what we were saying. And this is also what it – wait, where was it? Here it is. This is what we were saying about the Galaxy game and for a lot of today's game. When you don't get the ball up top, I mean, you can't make a difference. And like I said, that we weren't – we lost the game in the midfield today. That's where it was lost. Yeah, we did. And – you know, there's nothing much we can do about that. That's it. I don't think we have too much else to talk about with this game.
I mean, unless you want to talk about the Loch Nessie monster, which is this guy's goat, Goat Messi's goat.
No.
We could talk about that.
No, it's okay. I don't want to talk crap about a little kid. Just let this little kid go. That's it, man. Lewis Morgan, I thought it sucks to lose to Lewis Morgan because no Inter Miami fan wanted to let him go, but it's nice to see him doing well. He's now leading the league in goals with 5 goals, and you know, our next podcast will be Monday night at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock we'll have Better Herons en Español, and we'll have Sebas Crackball joining us Monday at 10 o'clock. So we'll be there.
It's going to be fun times, guys. It's there's always the next one. Always the next one, guys. NYC. No, it's not NYCFC. It's
NYCFC next Saturday at home. That's right. Next Saturday. I feel like maybe it's because I didn't go to the last one because I was sick, but I feel like we haven't been to I haven't been to a game in forever. It feels like it's been over a month. So I'm looking forward to next Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'll be watching from home, guys. So it's gonna be fun for sure. And I mean, I can't wait.
And Tank is asking, do you really think Callander would have done better today? I think he would have gotten a hand on that first goal. The other goals, no. But that first one, I think, and maybe like somebody suggested, maybe if they don't score that early goal, maybe things look a little different. But yeah, I think that first goal, I think Drake might be better positioned, and maybe he would have. And Irwin, I don't know if you catch all our episodes, but if you watch back to Wednesday's episode, I told you that I changed my stance on it. So if you want to go back to Wednesday's episode and listen to me say that, feel free, Irwin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's about it. And I guess we could touch on this 1 second. Everybody that keeps asking about the FIFA dates, unfortunately, we have a different calendar than the rest of the world. So we have to play through some of these. Now, yeah. The summer, I guess, everybody's like, oh, but you should take off for Copa America. I mean, they take off for League's Cup for a full month, so they can't take off 2 months in the middle of the season, unfortunately. So, I mean, this is the only one, I believe, for the rest of the season that we're playing through. So, unfortunately, these two games will suck, but after this, you don't have to worry about this again until the summertime for Copa America, and that's a handful of players for us. Oh, wait, the Euros also, I guess, but... Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, Chris. And I don't want to go too much, because I feel like we've gotten to the end, and we're just saying a lot of nothing at this point. But... if I was Robert Taylor, I'd be upset.
I'd be fucking furious.
I turned down to go play with my national team.
Furious.
To play today. And what do? You play me at right wing back and you sub me out at like the 50th minute. What time did they sub him out? They subbed him out at the 59th minute. I would be so pissed if I was Robert Taylor. You make fucking me play furious. Right wing back and then you sub me out before 60 minutes and I passed up my international duty for this shit? I would be so pissed if I was Robert Taylor.
Because that's even more eyes that are on him for international duty. So he can be able to get picked up by any other team later on. And you give up that ability to play for your team and to play effective. And again, like you said, to get thrown at right wing back when you already have Gressel.
Yeah.
That's awful. I did want to bring up this comment, though, because this is something I wanted to talk about. How serious is Freire injury? This guy. I don't even know what's going on with his injury. Well,
he spent most of last year when he was with Olympiakos injured in Greece. So that's what I heard over there. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's just injury prone and he's often injured with us. I haven't heard how serious it is, but I'm not surprised that he didn't play today. And I'm not surprised if he misses next week also.
Yeah.
Are we to the point where you want to see Ryan Saylor start?
Oh my God! So, and that means you're gonna have to get rid of Aviles or Kristoff. I mean,
or Noah Allen.
I mean, oh my God!
That fourth goal when he was tracking back, trying to catch up to the offensive player with the ball. Did you or did you not see him just bounce off that guy's body?
Oh yeah, but I think that he did that on purpose to kind of like stop the play. And then as soon as he, like, bumped him, he literally bumped him towards the ball or towards his run. So, like, it was kind of worthless, to be honest. At that point, he kind of realized, like, oh, shit. And then he started running. But, I mean, I don't know. He still has skill. And it seems like I said, it seems like Alba is very comfortable with him next to him. So yeah. I think that he has that advantage. I don't think that they're going to take him off. I think that Tata does think he's skilled. And I think that Alba is a fan of having him sort of play like the left center back role. He feels like he has a support.
I think we should go to four in the back.
Absolutely. I super co-sign that. Super co-sign.
Let's hope that we see four in the back. All right. I think we're just about done. I can't imagine anything else you want to cover unless anybody in the chat brings up anything before we sign off. I think we've basically covered all the shitty game. And just to be, you know, we said, and I think most people agreed, that we weren't going to win the Supporters' Shield. Yeah. We also more or less said we wouldn't be in the top three or four in the league and in the East either because we figured we'd lose games. Yeah. So we have to lose games, guys. Like, it has to happen. If we all predicted that we wouldn't win the Supporters' Shield, it's because losses are coming. So we can't act like it's the end of the world every time we lose a game. Now, I get it. Losing 4-0 is different, but I don't know. And everybody's asking, when is Messi coming back? I don't know. I hope before April 3rd.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's coming back for the NYCFC game. I think he'll come back maybe for the Monterrey game on April 3rd. I sure hope he's ready for that. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, and Jay Vasquez is mentioning, how about a different shade of white for my background? I can run the spectrum. I'll check Google, see if there's another shade of white that I can paint back. You guys, don't clown on me. I'm going to get these things. I'm going to get them up. I got signs. I got stuff coming in from Amazon. So don't worry, guys. It's going to look pretty back there. I promise. I just want to make it. Uh-huh.
And I'm about to double down on what everybody's been saying about how we would have won with Messi. Just so you know, we still haven't lost with Messi outside of that one meaningless game in Charlotte. So maybe we would have. Look, when Messi plays, we don't lose.
Well, but you know who we haven't won with? You want to know who we haven't won with, though, Danny?
CJ Dos Santos. We haven't
won with Messi. The biggest Messi supporter.
I already blocked
him. I know you blocked him, but I know he's going to come back. The biggest Messi supporter can't even spell his name right. And he probably has that shit auto-saved on his cell phone.
Yeah. It's all right. All right. Any final thoughts, Chris? So we can continue our Saturday here after a horrible loss.
Goat Nessie.
I'm thinking of going to watch Ghostbusters later today. Have you heard anything about it?
I haven't. I haven't heard of anything about Ghostbusters. I thought Ghostbusters is really not a great movie in the last 20 years. What, they made like 3 of them?
I haven't seen any of those. But they brought back the old cast for this one. I don't know if they did for any of the other ones. Yeah, so Bill Murray's supposed to be in it and everything. So I was considering going to watch it.
Well, I know that they're coming out with Beetlejuice.
Yeah, and that was like 40 years later. So
yeah, and I think it's the same guy that plays Beetlejuice. What's his face?
His name is slipping me, but yes, it is the same one.
Yeah, the same guy is playing Beetlejuice, so that's gonna be good. And Mr. Krabs, yes, the GOAT is Emerson, but since this kid thinks he's, I'll let him get away with it.
Yeah. All right, Chris, any final words?
That's it, buddy. Have a happy Saturday, everybody. Have a blessed Sunday, and off until Monday.
Yep, Michael the original Keaton. Batman, yes, Michael
which
Keaton.
Which is the original Batman, the only Batman, the only
The best Batman.
The best Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you guys think any other.
I was going to say, I watched Kung Fu Panda. I remember last Saturday we were talking. So I was going to go watch Kung Fu Panda. I thought it sucked. So in case anybody's thinking of going to watch it, Kung Fu Panda sucks.
And that's the last one.
Yeah, it was brutal. They should have stopped it. All right. If you are listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5 stars, comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And if you are joining us in the chat, we appreciate you joining with us and hanging out with us for the last 50 minutes or so. For those of you that hate me, because I apparently hate Messi, I get it. I mean, I don't, but thank you for participating anyway, I guess. And we'll be back on Monday night for our double duty, 9 o'clock. In English, 10 o'clock in Espanol. So join us again on Monday night. So until the next one, have a good one.